And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner, proudly brought to you by Taylor's and Fonseca Ports, Mionetto Prosecco and Mateus Rosé.
Welcome, Sam and Tom, how are you?
Hey.
Hey man, good to see you.
Real good.
Bloody good to see you too.
It's great to be here.
We're taking it to an interesting direction up here tonight.
We're mixing things up, or should I say blending things up a little bit.
Oh yeah.
My favourite moments of Cocktail Corner have generally involved electrical equipment. And blenders being one of them.
And noisy electrical equipment.
This is, I don't know, I actually don't know if we've had a, don't tell Rick, our technician, but I don't know if we've had a blender on the bench for a long time, but I think tonight is the night. It's a long weekend. If BFM blacks out, no one's going to know. Most people are out of town. So
No one's listening.
Funny you should say
that.
The thought did cross my mind, but you know, you only live once.
Now, so we're deep in port and rosé realm. You've brought in, what sort of rosé have we got here tonight?
So basically tonight we've got the DeBortley rosé. It's Australian rosé, generally quite pale in colour, which seems to be most popular around town at the moment.
Why would that be popular?
Oh, well, there's a preconceived idea that, you know, the lighter the rosé, the less sweet, the more dry it is. It's actually, you know, it's a bit of a myth. It's more, it just kind of comes down to how people enjoy drinking it, really.
As my father would say, is that a load of cobblers? I'm not sure what that means, but...
I like that. I might use that next time.
What are the defining characteristics of this particular bottle of rosé?
You're going to get real good hints of strawberries and cream, which I think for the cocktail we're going to put together tonight is going to be absolutely perfect.
Can I smell it? Absolutely. I think this is strawberries and cream. What the hell?
Just because we're about sound effects tonight, we'll just go.
There we go.
Oh yeah.
So where's this come from? This is a European.
No. So this is from Australia. It's from across the ditch. It's 100% made out of the Sangiovese grape. So which is usually quite acidic, but to make rosé, yeah, you get really those good fruit flavours coming through.
What can you tell me about King Valley in Australia?
It's in the north of Victoria. So basically, what you need some like really really cold nights to kind of get the grapes nice and hardened, and then during the day you got really really high and warm days to get the grapes ripened and ready to go. Mm-hmm. It's a kick-ass rosé, I must say.
So you've got a couple of crazy-looking coupes in here. I feel like we should have a little sip of the rosé before it goes into the... Is that okay? Is that rude of me to...
Absolutely not.
Put my foot down and say, give me some of that.
You've got to know what you're drinking. You've got to get those notes.
Tom, what are your thoughts on rosé?
Oh, I'm always a fan of the rosé. It's definitely becoming quite popular...
That is really
the
easy to drink for
nowadays.
A wine.
People are
Steve Mandrake,
so...
do you want to try that?
It's good, right? Yeah.
Steve Mandrake, come right to the mic and have a sip of that, would you?
Yeah. John, that was quite high praise. Quite easy to drink for a wine.
Well, these days...
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
I always find, sometimes, I just find, because I'm strictly a beer and a cocktail kind of person, so I often find wine a bit tart. But there's definitely
Rosé's the fun go-to if you're not necessarily a big red wine fan, if it's a bit too heavy for you, and if you're not such a big fan of white wine, this is your little happy medium.
Yeah, this is your gateway wine.
This is a gateway wine, okay. Yeah. And nowadays, you know, it's 2019, the boys aren't so afraid about having something pink in their glass.
Mm-hmm. Mix it up.
You know, it looks good, it makes your eyes pop. It's nice.
It makes your eyes pop.
Yeah.
I like that, Tom.
Fashion, yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, so you guys, we've got a blender on the bench, and so this is a wine cocktail. What's it called? A frosé.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do a frosé tonight. And we also want you to be able to mimic it, you know, in the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is, yes, we've got a blender. You can use a blender, you can use a magic bullet. If you've got a slushy machine at home, you can use one of those. But in terms of measurements, you know, you can measure it, but my logic is kind of blender, fill it with ice.
Okay, so we're getting a bottle of wine going into
roughly about a quarter of a bottle, just for the batch we're doing at the moment. Now you can just make rosé like that, but you know, you want to mix it up a little bit, you know.
Rosé and ice. What's that? Strawberry.
And so what we've got here is we've got some strawberry pureed syrup. What you can also use is just strawberry jam to sweeten things up a bit as well.
Where the heck do I get the puree? Is so this all something of these, at Glengarry?
Yeah, all of these products are available through Glengarry online and in store.
How much would you say you just put in? So we've got a quarter of a bottle of wine gone into there's probably a third of a blender full of ice, a quarter of a bottle of wine, and how much strawberry puree?
Kind of more to taste as well. If you want something a bit sweeter, then potentially maybe like 3 or 4 tablespoons. Mm. But today we'll probably put in about 1 to 2.
Okay. It's kind of a free pour.
Yeah, so kind of a free pour. Again, it depends how much ice, and you don't want to make it, you still want it to be quite slushy.
Yeah.
And also as well, the cool thing about it as well, I'm going to call it a tame frosé today.
We were talking about vodka before. So you can it up. You can give it a bit more horsepower
absolutely.
If you want.
Absolutely. You know, you could use vodka. You could use white rum. If you really want to be crazy, you could do some white Blanco tequila as well. Mm-hmm. I've done that before. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. But today, well, you know, we thought we'd play it safe. Do things quite, you know.
Be sensible, hitting it.
This is kind of, a nice playful drink that you can enjoy in large volumes.
Yeah.
Early
afternoon, you have it just with the rosé, and as the night goes on, chuck a little bit of vodka in there.
If you're heading down to the batch this weekend, then this is the drink for you. So I've got all the ingredients in. Should we should we see how this goes with
hard.
Yeah, that looks good.
And so, you know, we're looking at it from a visual aspect, first of all. We've got a beautiful, how would you describe that, Tom?
It looks sort of like a strawberry mousse, almost. And I'll say straight away, for those playing at home, there's a beautiful aroma of strawberries in the room right now. So it's, you know, you've got a fragrance in your house as well.
You've also gone for a coupe glass, which is like... kind of looks like it's from outer space in the 50s. Like maybe George Jetson would be cruising with this sort of coupe glass.
Yeah.
Is this something that, where do I find one of these? This sort of edition.
To be honest, actually, this is from the actual Sam's household. We forgot glasses from the office today, so I'm honest to say these are actually mine.
Okay, nice.
You know, like most op shops, like if you go to an op shop, you can find this sort of stuff. Like the number of op shops that have, you know, people who, you know, the contributors to op shops are, I hate to say, are generally old people who have cucked it and got rid of their shit, and this is you know, they have some cool shit, that's the thing. And they're often really sort of antiquated. Yeah, I'm going to go with that. Antiquated glasses. You know, crystal cut glasses and kind of fancy dated stuff. But you chuck a cocktail in there.
Boom.
And it looks bloody beautiful.
This is definitely got strawberry aroma. So, but I noticed, you know, you were modest in the strawberry. It's got strawberry aroma, but not so much flavor-wise.
Ooh.
But you're kind of sitting between both the wine, kind of perfectly between the wine and the strawberry.
Yeah, like you're right. I just had a little taste myself. You could probably use a little bit more strawberry in there. I do agree. But again, it's kind of to taste. I like things probably less sweet. Ooh. More of a dry fan.
This is I reckon this is just a good. I hate to say it, but this is a good, fun, like kind of playful thing for you to be like, hey guys, look what I've got. My house. You could garnish with strawberries as well.
Absolutely. Garnish with strawberries. You could put a little bit of citrus in there if you wanted as well.
People would start feeling pretty good, you know, like with this, like cruising around and be like, yep, this is cool,
that's
man.
It's about a 6 or 1.5 litre blender, you know, we could easily kind of keep going through an afternoon with those.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of guys just having some frosé.
Frosé with the brosé.
I like it.
That's the way to do it.
Steve Mandrake? Yeah.
And, you know, like, your mate Jeff misses out on the first batch. The first thing he's going to say is, give me a go, man. Give me a whirl on the blender.
This is the all-day cruiser of the wine cocktail.
Yeah.
Because it's got, you know, a good part of this is ice. You're just kind of cruising. You're staying hydrated. You're getting some strawberry. And you're getting a bit of wine up in your grill.
You've mowed the lawns. You want something refreshing.
It's like the new age punch bowl.
I'm getting a strong juices vibe.
Mmm.
Strawberry juices.
Yes.
But when once you've sucked a little bit of the flavour out, then that bit of it. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Once it's sort of, it's paled up.
Someone's just saying, put in tequila, exclamation mark.
Very easy going.
Yeah. I like the idea for tequila. Blanco tequila all the day, all day.
So what we've kind of got here is a bit of a blank platform for like, this is something, this is like, this is your starting block.
Yeah. And we're giving you, the framework.
Yeah. We've established this is what this drink can look like, but don't be afraid. Take it wherever you want.
You can use a bit of, take a risk. Three berry jam. You don't have to use raspberry. You can use plum jam. Chuck a bit of marmalade in there if you want. You know? Yeah. You know?
Take a risk, make a chance. Take
go
a chance,
crazy
make
with
a change.
Bit of gin, bit of marmalade. Mix
okay,
it up.
Sam,
go
Sam,
English.
Sam, once again, so we had one blender. It was full about a third of the way with ice. We've chucked in a quarter of a bottle of rosé.
Yep. What's so half rosé? You can use any rosé. You generally kind of want to go more towards a quite a drier style rather than a sweet, because you're going to add sweetness from the jam.
But we want to go with the Di Bortoli.
Today we've gone
Victoria.
We've gone with the Di Bortoli rosé. Matus rosé also is a fantastic product to use for this. Also cheap and cheerful.
Okay, both out of Australia. What I've learned about Australian wines, sorry New Zealand, but Australia are probably a little bit better at wine than New Zealand.
Whoa.
They've been doing it longer.
Jeez.
Hey.
Big calls.
That's a big call,
big
bro.
Big calls.
That's a big call. That's kind of
Let's
harsh.
Say different. Let's not say better.
Yeah. Tell us what you think, audience.
All right. A quarter of a bottle of rosé from Australia into the blender and some strawberry, some essence of strawberries.
Yeah, some strawberry syrup, but probably easier to have actually at home is some strawberry jam, some plum jam, some marmalade.
Yeah. We've got a good heap of it in there. Get a bit of vodka in there. Get a bit of tequila. Yeah.
And the best looking coupe glass that you can find.
Yeah. Okay. Shit, yeah. Impress your friends.
Dessert and a drink at the same time.
We're getting phone calls. Do you reckon we take phone calls in this? Is this a New Zealand versus Australia competition?
Do it. Do it. Some controversy has been sparked here, I'm thinking.
Hello, New Zealand versus Australia. FM.
FM. Johnny, I'm gonna side with you, mate.
Ooh.
Oh,
and you live on Waiheke.
Come on, mate.
Well, I mean, hey, jeez. There's a lot of additives going in the Kiwi potions these days.
Oh, just we'll just name one.
You know, well, you can throw one in from, you know, Hastings or Marlborough, and then you can sell it, say, from somewhere else. But I'm thinking, how about those tree tomatoes?
Ooh.
Put some tree tomatoes in there, bro.
I'm kind of missing tree tomatoes.
That's coming through.
Ooh, a cherry tomato? So you garnish with a cherry tomato?
Well, you can, but I mean, like, I don't know about these, you know, I do like my Chardonnay, but the thing is about Australians, they're just a little bit, let's just say a bit underarm.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Nothing like a buttery shard. Thanks, mate.
And okay, from someone in Waiheke, which is they make some half-decent wine over there.
100%,
apparently
not. Jesus.
Hello, BFM.
Yeah, can I just say there's absolutely nothing better about Australia than there is in New Zealand.
Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Here we go.
There's more culture and a tub of yogurt.
Bloody hell. Let's stay in our bubble. New Zealand rules, man.
Hey.
That's the kind
of... We make bloody good wine.
We make bloody good everything, mate.
Amen.
Get in there. Put on your black... Like,
get in, boys.
Get on your mate.
And how about those bloody Auckland Blues as well?
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Tom. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thanks for having
cheers,
us, guys.
Cheers, Hancocks. Cheers. Pronounce it for me. Di Bortoli. Victorian wine out of Australia. And if you want to check out the recipe for this, we'll put it up on the BFM podcast, which you can check out online. You can make it at home. Obviously, pretty easy. You just sort of heard that, didn't you? And head along to Glengarry's for all these ingredients. Cheers, guys.
Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Taylors and Fonseca Ports, Mianetto Prosecco and Mateus Rosé.